You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a poem about Dia de los Muertos, which is being celebrated around the world today.
Dia de los Muertos is a day for people to come together and remember their loved ones who have passed. They may set up ofrendas or altars with photos, flowers, and food. Poet and Milwaukee native Carl Michael Iglesias explores how Latinos manage their grief during this season through his poem, The Altar.
The Altar. The altar is a release of the shoulders, an apartment locking up to keep the light in. What lace cloth? What walkway? What veil? We light the candles together like at a wedding, and all our guests are dancing. And all our guests are settled spirits. Brass and wooden frames. A last smile in a cold desert. Into soft dust a skeleton key turns. All of our guests are a field of families we have gathered as flowers. All of our guests are ghosts. A gathering of old frames that rest cheek to cheek. If the dead can learn to live on, why can't we? The altar is prime real estate. The rest happens here, as if one day we will join the quiet rest. The altar roars as audience, as starving stomach. No one had to die for the altar, but the altar honors the dead. More people will die, and the altar will master the grief with candles. The altar is orange with marigolds. The marigolds are orange like an altar on fire. Mask over an aging face, how chill masks the desert, the way the earth covers our body. The altar is where we meet, where your grandpa teaches you English and mine talks God to me in Spanish. God invented the altar, and the altar invented the flame, and the author, and the mourning. And I've been thinking a lot about you asking, why is everyone dying? I gave you a candle, and you gave me a black lighter. I should not have responded with a quiet desert, should not have retreated into frame, a fireplace. I let you heavy sleep for 2 more hours, and you kissed me on the way back to the kitchen, lit a humble incense. The reason we all have to die is to find a more accessible love. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We met at the altar, the distant faces in our faces, a lasting field coming to visit, to see us together.
That was Carl Michael Iglesias reading his poem, The Altar. It's part of his newest collection of poems called The Bounce. After he recorded his poem for us, I asked Iglesias to explain the inspiration behind The Altar.
The inspiration for The Altar came from a conversation with a loved one when they asked, why is everyone dying? Poetry has always been my way of tapping into the questions that don't have easy answers. So at that moment, I had no idea what to say, but writing the poem gave me a second chance to try an answer. It helped me understand that we all need a process for this kind of grief, and many of our ancestors have already provided us with traditions and rituals that guide us forward, while helping us also remember the people we were lucky to have in our lives. Many creators, including myself, are navigating their own grieving process, but we're also offering something larger. We turn to songs, films, poems that remind us grieving is ongoing, and with its power to bring people together, challenges us to heal collectively.
Carl Michael Iglesias is a poet and writer who grew up in Milwaukee and now lives in Brooklyn. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.